Good evening. This is the Technologist KS3 Nightly Briefing for March 18th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it every day, but then also make sure that you're sharing it with everybody and clicking on that subscribe button to wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I had a great weekend and used technology in the best way by taking videos and pictures. And you know what? What's absolutely amazing, and before we actually get into the briefing, this is an example of really utilizing the technology that you have. I tend to, when I go to different events and whatnot, I'm the one that's always taking pictures. I'm always doing videos. And it seems that everybody's always impressed by the quality of how my videos and my pictures look. And out of all honesty, I'm not really doing anything special. It's the same equipment that everybody else has. But the difference is that I practice with it so that way that things can look better. And I just simply use the same stuff that everybody else is using. But here's the difference versus other people. I love to share on how I do it because I want everybody to be able to utilize the technology as much as possible and the best way possible. So that way that when you, particularly when it comes to videos and pictures, you are actually capturing your life the best way possible. Those moments are precious. And even though that we've gotten into an era where we have to pay to store these precious moments, it's always good to make sure that you actually have the best quality because those moments are always fleeting and you can never get them back. But let's go ahead and start this briefing. First up is Apple. Yay, Apple. Apple has released new iPads today, a new iPad Air and a new iPad Mini. Now, these iPads have been upgraded to the latest processor with the A12 Bionic chip, which is the same chip that's in the iPhone, but not the iPad Pro. But these devices are actually pretty interesting because they utilize still the same form factor as the current iPads, but it's just upgraded specs. Plus, the price of these devices really aren't that bad. It's $399 for the iPad Mini, and then also $499 for the iPad Air. Now, they still come with Touch ID, and they come with a high-resolution screen. These are pretty good alternatives for people that don't want to spend the money on iPad Pro. And one of the great things about these, both of these iPads, is the fact is that they actually support Apple Pencil. Not only Apple Pencil, but even with the Logitech Crayon, you can actually use it. So it's like a pencil alternative that's a whole lot cheaper. But it's really good that Apple is quietly doing this, particularly a week before they actually have their press conference, where they will be talking about perhaps their new streaming service. But again, let's see what Apple will present. All I know is that today they also released the new beta version of the iOS 12.2. Now, there's some great features that are coming out with it, and everybody should be able to get it next week because this is obviously the last beta before the press conference. And when the press conference comes out, they're releasing a new version of the operating system. So this is going to be good. Everybody will definitely need to upgrade to it once it comes out. And that's a great thing because everybody actually can upgrade their devices once it comes out. Now, again, this is not a knock against other phone manufacturers or whatnot. But the support that is needed to advance technology directly comes from the manufacturers. And there has been a whole lot that has been stifled as far as with being able to truly support the newest updates, newest security updates and whatnot. And hopefully during Google I.O., which is coming up in May, all of that will actually change. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So the next thing that I wanted to actually talk about is LG. I gotta say, their televisions are really one of the best in the industry. Their OLED televisions specifically. They produce absolutely perfect pictures. The HDR, the quality is absolutely phenomenal. But they announced today that they're actually releasing the 2019 lineup. And they're all the, and not all of them, but some of their televisions are actually coming out in April, next month. Why is this significant? Because these TVs are completely updated and support AirPlay 2, but then also they also support HDMI 2.1. Now, I'm not going to get really technical, but I'll say this. If you are in the market for a new television, make sure it has supports the HDMI 2.1. Now, the crazy thing about the prices of these TVs is that not only they start at 55 inches and they start at $2,500, but you go all the way up to the 77 inch for my big ballers and spend $13,000 on their device, on their TVs. So why would you spend that much money? If you have it like that, why not? Because these TVs, the particular $13,000 model, it's considered a wallpaper. These TVs are so thin that they're almost flexible. But later on, actually LG, later on this year, they are releasing their rollable TV, which is a TV that fits in a cabinet and rolls into the cabinet and rolls out. I don't know how much that one is going to cost, but if you got something that's cost $13,000 for a 77-inch, well, we'll see. But it's going to be the first, and eventually in 3 years, we'll all be able to afford it, hopefully. Right. But next up, I just want to tell you that Facebook has actually really been going through some changes. And in fact, today you have the actual one of the co-founders of WhatsApp, which was bought out by Facebook. He is urging people to delete Facebook from their devices. And the main reason why is because of how Facebook collects data on everything that you do, and they're completely intrusive. But to tell people to actually delete Facebook at this moment, it's a no-go. I know some people have, but it's really not, I guess, not really advancing things, because people love to be able to share everything about their lives. They really do. So I say that because the truth of the matter is that he's really bitter about not getting enough money from Facebook for a purchase of WhatsApp. So he's just going ahead and just being against it. So that's pretty bad. But then also for those that are really interested in automated vehicles, guess what? Your president is not a fan of them. So what does that mean? If he's talking about changing the infrastructure and whatnot within the country, and you don't have the support of federal government advancing that, well, things slow down. So just to let you know, your president does not really support that. And that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. But here's one thing that I want to be able to tell you. If you love the UFC, you know, the Ultimate Fighting, you know, and stuff like that. Today, they announced a deal with ESPN Plus, which is an ESPN streaming service, that the only way that you'll be able to see their pay-per-view fights is on that service. Now, this is a big deal, because now if you went out to the restaurants or whatnot to be able to go and see the UFC fight, well, guess what? That place now has to subscribe to ESPN Plus in order to be able to see it. I know it's crazy, but it shows you the power of what these streaming services are actually presenting. And again, I know next week I'll be saying the same thing, and probably somebody else this week will talk about their streaming service. And guess what? I think it's time for us to demand more from our jobs, so that way that we can afford all these streaming services, because it's getting out of hand and it's getting expensive. But that is all that I have actually for today. Wanted to keep this short for you all. This is The Technologist Cares 3 Nightly Briefing for March 18th, 2019. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will see you all tomorrow.